went upstairs, you know, within the organization, talked to you and said, hey, Josh, you're, you know, I know there's noise out there, but here's what's really going on. Have you had those type of conversations?
Yeah, and we'll just leave it at that. Yeah, we're on the same page.
Is it in some ways, you know, nice to have your basically probably your hometown team, the Cowboys, interested in you, knowing that, you know, even at the tender young age of 37, that you're still wanted by a good team like that?
Well, I mean, I think growing up in Texas, and I've worn number 12 most of my career because of Roger Staubach. My brother started doing that. And so, obviously, you know, the Cowboys is, if you grew up in Texas, it's, you know, near and dear to everybody's heart. But once you cross over into the business portion of this life, those allegiances kind of fly out the window and you have a job to do. And so for me, my job and my heart is here and doing everything I can to help the Cleveland Browns be good. And so that's what I'm about. And like I've told you guys before, you spend 5 minutes in this city and it's easy to be all in because of how the people feel about this team. And then just being in the organization with the people here, with my teammates that are here, and, you know, having spent a year with, you know, with Joe Thomas and Hawk and Greg and these guys, you know, it's great relationships. So all of that is nice, and it's neat to especially, you know, being from Texas. But at the same time, this is what my focus is.
Just on the field, there's a great effort on Hugh's part to tailor certain things to Robert's skill set. It's different than yours. Are you comfortable running this offense, or is there a plan B when you're in?
Well, I think any good coach can take the guys that he has and adapt. And so so there are things that we can do similar, and there are certainly things that we can do different. But I think with this system, what I'm learning is that, and what I learned just being around Hugh and Pep in this short time is, this league's about matchups already, and so you go into a game plan thinking that way, and you have to do that with your quarterback as well to maximize his ability to play at a high level. So I don't think that's any different. You know, all of us take the same kind of practice reps at the same type of plays because we got to be able to do it all. And like you said, some of us may be able to do those things better than others. And you might go into a game week going, we're going to lean this way versus that way, depending on who the guy is. But it doesn't, as a player, it doesn't discourage you. You just go and do what you're asked to do and trust, have, you know, complete trust in the coach's ability to put together game plans that'll help us win the football game no matter who's playing quarterback.
Hey Josh, we've been asking you about your future, whether or not you're going to get traded or cut since they signed RG3. Does this feel different? Does this have more of a kind of an immediate feel to it right now?
No, the media, other than just my phone, like friends and family just blowing me up and like, hey, asking me about it all the time. And it's just like, but it doesn't, because I think the kind of when this starts happening, they, like, the assumption is like that there's conversations going on all along, you know, and like, I'm just coming to work and like, it's business as usual for me. But I think when that buzz starts happening, they feel like you're involved in it and you're not involved in it as a player. So that in and of itself makes it immediate, but for me it's separate because I come to work and I'm worrying about the checks that we had today in practice and the 2 minute drill that we're going to do today in practice and those things. That's where my focus is, and that's what I meant by, like, today for me, I was saying with Tony, is just like, it's a great opportunity to practice focus because this, you can't fake what's going on right now. This can be a distraction, but you can I think harness it and use it for good because you can really work on focusing on what you got to do in practice today and really zoom in on these things and block that other stuff out.
Josh, where do you feel you're at in the quarterback competition with RG3?
What? I'm sorry, say it again.
Where do you feel you're at in the quarterback competition with RG3?
In regards to, like, what do you mean?
Just in general, like, where do you feel? As you guys are competing for the starting job, where do you feel you're at in that?
I think we're just doing that. We're coming out every day and competing. And, you know, no matter what the reps are or what everything is, we just come out and compete and push one another. And I don't get into trying to figure out, like, you know, who's where and what. And that doesn't do any good. And like I told you guys before, we're all about helping each other and helping each other play at a high level. And so I think – if you get into like, oh man, did I have a better day than him or did he have a better day than me, then sometimes you can, it can maybe you can lean towards rooting against somebody. And that's not what I'm about. I'm about Robert playing at a high level, myself, Austin, Cody, like us playing at a high level as best we can to help our team. And that's what it's about. And so, and that to me is competing the right way and competing to help your team be better. And so that's the concern that I have with the competition. Other than that, I don't really get into like how it's stacking up and all that stuff. That's for the coaches to decide.
What have you seen in Corey Coleman that might tell you that he is more than just another rookie?
Just that he scored a bunch when we've had some of these live stuff, and so he's done a really good job. He's coming in working and he's learning the system and the terminology. And a lot of times, I think what you see with young guys is while they're learning, their skill set will diminish a little bit. In other words, you won't see them be as fast as they can be. You won't see them do some of the things that maybe that's why you picked them. The cool thing about Corey is he's still learning, but when the ball touches his hands, he's exactly why you picked him. And that's impressive to me, because he's shown that it's in that sense it's not too big for him. When the bullets start flying, we start playing. And so, you know, every step of the way now, we've had some live little scrimmages in practice, and we'll do a scrimmage and then the games. So we still got a long ways to go. But I think that's the main thing that stands out to me, and what may separate him is that he's in a learning curve right now, but when the ball touches his hands, he's about scoring and getting in the end zone. That's impressive.
Are you able to help Robert in terms of his experiences before he got here and you having been through a number of different situations?
I mean, I hope so. I mean, obviously we've shared different, you know, different thoughts on the things that we've gone through, and I won't get into all that, but I think anytime, like I said before, you're a teammate of somebody and you want to share your experience and what you've gone through and not just on the field, but just in life in general, because those guys, you spend so much time with one another, you want them to have the healthiest experience in life they can. So absolutely, and we share those things and you know, give them anything that I can remember, things that I've gone through that I think may help. Absolutely share those things.
Can he benefit from things that he has already gone through, even though it's still early in his
Can
career?
He?
Can he benefit? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And I think he already has. You know, he already is. And I think it's a credit to Robert of being able to say, man, these are some things that I did that I liked that I'm going to continue to do. And there's just things that I did that, man, I'm, you know, maybe wasn't the best at that time. And he's throwing those away and trying to move forward. So I absolutely think, and that's a mark of, you know, of a guy growing. It's a mark of growth and wisdom, is to be able to say, man, I'm not going to do the same thing, same mistakes twice. And so absolutely, I think, you know, he's shown that so far this spring, and that will continue to happen.
Josh, if a team does come calling for you and trade for you, you know that you're wanted and you're probably going to be their number two and their backup here, you know, from what I can tell you, I haven't been given any real 100% rock solid reassurances, you know, that you will be here or will be the number two. How do you reconcile that in your mind as you go through this process?
Well, I reconcile that in my mind through, I've said before, I mean, as a person of faith, I just, hey, this is the day right in front of me. I'm going to live that out as best I can and then move on to the next day. And so I just believe God's got the rest of that, and that'll sort itself out the way it's supposed to. And so that's not always easy. Tony and I talked about that in the spring. That's not always comfortable. But I think for me, that's the best, because it allows me to lean on my faith, and in that I'll find peace, and because of that I'll be a better husband, a father, teammate, all those things. So that's my mindset, really, is to go about it that way, and because if it changes, and I'll attack that situation the same way, you know, I've done as I've been here. But you know, my focus is being here and being on this team and helping us win.
Josh, got time for just a couple more?
Whether you're here or not, how capable are Austin Davis and Cody Kessler? What have you seen from those guys early in this game?
Man, they're working their tails off there, and they're improving. And I mean, especially for Cody, Austin's been through it now a few times where he's learning the offenses. But more than anything, I'll say is that they're asking all the right questions. And And you know, we stand close together back there, and they're, you know, they're bugging Pep about, you know, about this thing or that thing. And they're always asking questions, which is great. That's the only way you can learn anything, and they're asking me the same things. So, so I think they are certainly improved every day, and you know, really, it's hard to measure anything until you start getting into games and you're really in the live action. But I think what you want to see is some consistent improvement every day, and you certainly see that with those two guys for sure.
Coach,